Twice as many seniors are using food shelves in the Northland as did 5 years ago. Fixed incomes, cost of medication, medical and mobility challenges are part of it, but it's a vicious cycle. Shay Morris is joining us on the phone this morning. She's the head of Second Harvest Northern Lakes Food Bank, and she says seniors who are hungry are more likely to be at risk of all manner of chronic health conditions, which means, of course, more medication, which means less money for food, which means more hunger, which means more chronic health conditions. Shay's on the line with us this morning. Hi, Shay. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you along with us. So why do you think seniors, there are more seniors utilizing the food shelves than there were 5 years ago? And why such a dramatic increase?
Yeah. Well, I mean, certainly I would say the economy had something to do with it. You know, a lot of seniors are living on a fixed income, you know, whether it was their investments or just their general income being affected. And then, of course, you know, we had rising food prices in the last couple of years. We've had gas prices fluctuate. All of those things really, you know, affect seniors who, again, are living on a fixed income. So that's probably primary. I think secondary could be that there's just a lot more information out there about help available to seniors, and we're hoping that maybe people that need it are just securing it more than they used to.
Well, and that, of course, would be good news, because as we look at the generation, as the baby boomers continue to be older, obviously there's a lot of conversations about how there are going to be a lot more seniors. As you work in the field of hunger and also work with the senior population, do you feel that baby boomers are making some strides, though, in trying to look ahead and try to get some better systems, better housing options, better food options, better things in place for them now that they're starting to take this really seriously and realize, hey, it's going to happen to me?
Yeah, I would sure hope so. Let's suffice it to say that. And especially, you know, with the change in the economy in, you know, 2009, 2010, I think, you know, that always affects people in a way that maybe they didn't plan to be in a situation where their investments really went down or their retirement income. So I think it really, you know, it was a good lesson for people to just say, gosh, if I'm nearing that age, I might need to start planning a little bit differently than I was before. But, you know, there's a lot of factors that, again, you know, seniors are just, they're just really kind of victims of the economy.
Well, and when we talk about our most vulnerable populations, obviously, we don't want to do a lot of finger pointing. But I'm wondering if there is something that people, you know, who are 10 years away from retirement need to be thinking about in advance, perhaps, so that they can try to sidestep some of these, I mean, some things, obviously, as you mentioned, investments, for example, you don't really have a lot of control over that. But are there things that you can be doing to plan a little bit better to try to help yourself out, especially maybe you're not taking into account medications, for example?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that might be a little bit easier for some people in the Northland than others. I mean, we did the Hunger in America study. It was a nationwide comprehensive study of hunger, and of course we targeted the Northland in particular, and learned that about 67% of the people utilizing Northland food shelves are living on $1,000 a month. So, you know, most people are living in the here and today. I have $1,000 a month. I need to spend that on housing, on medical care, medicine, transportation, maybe child care, and plus food. So I think it would be really difficult to say, I've got $1,000 a month, now let's stock some away for when I'm a senior and I'm
right.
I don't have income coming in. So, you know, I think there are some people who can plan, and there are some people who really have to live for today.
Right. And so that, of course, comes back to wage issues and job issues and things like that.
Exactly. Yep. Correct.
Talk a little bit about the health conditions and the medications piece of this. It was really disturbing, obviously, and you know, kind of fills you with a sense of futility to realize that if you're hungry, you're getting sicker, and if you're getting sicker, you need more medication, and that means less money for food.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, and I certainly think it's a cycle. It's a, you know, I don't have the nutrition from my food because, of course, I'm stacking away, eating less food than I could. or fruits and vegetables, of course, are expensive. That affects your health, and then compounded with the fact that you're aging, and you might be more prone just in general to a change in your health status. I think that's really big for seniors. So, yeah, it becomes a cycle of then I need medicine to take care of that. So, you know, our thought is if we can stabilize people, provide that food piece, provide the, you know, the nutritional piece, that will help them in the long run really maybe stave off some of those, you know, chronic issues like diabetes or heart conditions or, you know, asthma. Those are all things related to being hungry.
So what can people in the Northland do, perhaps, to help out, either directly or indirectly? You mentioned, of course, that you folks can do so much more with a cash donation because you can procure so much more food with it than even a donation directly of food. But if somebody says, you know, I'm really worried about seniors in my community, what can I do?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, certainly the funds for us allow us, of course, to rescue and distribute food for seniors. We have a targeted senior nutrition program that, of course, helps us provide a monthly box of food to seniors in northeastern Minnesota. You know, volunteering, we have a lot of people on that senior commodity program that really can't get out of their house. So we have an Adopt-a-Senior program where you can say, I'm going to take on 10 Northland seniors and I'm going to pick up their box every month and then bring it to seniors who are homebound. That's just a nice interaction with some of our Northland seniors. You know, I think be an advocate, you know, certainly be out there trying to make sure that the food stamp program or the SNAP program is available to seniors, that there's stipends for housing or just things that will support seniors really in the world of advocacy. So there's really a lot people can do depending on their time and availability.
Well, Shay, it's always good to know that we don't simply have to be upset or frustrated, that there is action that we can take, an action that we could take beginning today. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Shay.
Thank you, Lisa.
Shay Morris is the head of the Second Harvest Northern Lakes Food Bank, and she joined us this morning to talk about senior hunger in the Northland. Twice as many seniors are using food shelves in the Northland as did 5 years ago.